Sierra All Field Service.
Yeah, hi. Can I speak to Jason or Laura?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. So, hey, we're in the final stages of putting together that deal. I think we've got some good stuff here for you. I just needed to know one last thing just to make sure that we kind of optimize the offer. You mentioned, and I remember we talked about it a little bit earlier, I told you that equipment financing would be at a much better deal than just unsecured cash. So, out of curiosity, would you be able to, I know you said Jason was more familiar with this, but would you be able to estimate how much of that would go into equipment? And
probably around 20 to 30,000.
20 to 30 into equipment. Okay. And then I'm trying to ballpark here. I'm not 100% sure yet, but it looks like we can unlock maybe 150 to 175,000. Is that more than you needed, or does that sound about right?
Yeah, it'd probably be more, but you know, it would, like, if it was like almost like an open line, you know, it
sure.
would.
Sure. So
you know, we could work something like that.
Sure. So the way it works, Laura, and this is actually really good for this kind of industry, is that once you kind of start with us, so we said we will qualify you for the highest amount possible, and you'll only take as much as you need. Halfway through the financing term, if you start making the payments on time and everything else, what will happen is a lot of other programs will start unblocking themselves because you've shown that you're a dependable customer and that you're paying the bills on time. So what will happen is you'll be able to see we pride ourselves in being a renewable source of funding. So every time, like, you guys face a credit crunch or a liquidity problem, you could come back and we could, as a returning client, we could turn around in 24 hours and just give you exactly what you need. So it does start working a little bit like a line of credit, just a little bit different in terms of like the payment plans and everything. So out of that 150 to 175, how much do you think you would be interested or useful, have use for as of now?
Probably around 30.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
Okay, so 20 to 30 for equipment, and then 30 in just capital. Is that correct?
No. Well, you know, I don't know. we're kind of waiting on some bid money to come in, and you know, then we're going to pay, you know, what we can on that. But you know, without interest rates and everything, you know, we don't know how far to go with this.
I understand. Okay. So it's kind of depending on the rates and the payment terms and everything.
Yes.
Okay, I'll tell you what. So I think the next step is going to be we'll schedule something here with some of the underwriters. They can kind of get a paint you a bigger picture of exactly what the offer is going to be. But I'm just going to go ahead and put in the notes here. This is what they asked for me to do. They said to break it down into equipment and capital. We try to optimize the offer for rates. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put this in right now. So 20 to 30K will go into equipment. I remember we mentioned you said you were going to buy stuff like tools, supplies for certain jobs. We might be able to qualify those under equipment as well. Do you think that a lot of these funds will apply towards that, or?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, okay. So it looks like we can kind of play around with these a little bit more. You think Jason might be a little bit more equipped to answer exactly what kind of supplies you'd need and the budget, stuff like that?
Yeah, and he's out until next week.
Until next week, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and write that down. Okay. Sounds good, Laura. I'll go ahead and take what we have here, try to put it together. Do you think we can schedule a little chat between me and Jason if he has a few minutes? He seems really busy out in the field all the time, almost every time I called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
hopefully maybe next week.
Okay, sometime
and
next week.
Not on the 3rd, though.
Not the 3rd.
No, not on the 6th, yeah.
Not on the 6th or the 3rd?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 6th.
6th, gotcha. I will write that down. Okay, then I'll go ahead and try to circle back around with him then and try to get a bigger picture. In the meantime, I'll take this down to the underwriters and try to break this down a little bit more so we can definitely try to get you, like, the best deal we can put together.
Okay.
All right, Laura, hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Bye-bye.